Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying he's canceling the last administrative deals with Cuba, President Trump has begun undoing parts of President Obama's agreements with Havana. New measures include tightening restrictions on tourism travel and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to the Cuban military and intelligence services. President Trump traveled to the U.S. city of Miami, Florida, to make the announcement.
When Cuba is ready to take concrete steps, we will be ready, willing, and able to come to the table to negotiate that much better deal for Cubans, for Americans, much better deal.
This American tourist in Havana took issue with President Trump's new Cuba policy.
I disagree with the policy. I think that there should be a more open dialogue between the countries, and I more support Obama administration policy of globalization and opening up communication between the countries.
White House officials said many of the Obama-era changes would remain in place. According to senior administration officials, Americans will still be able to travel to Cuba under approved categories, but there will be stricter enforcement to ensure travelers fit those categories. U.S. Embassy will remain open in Havana. President Trump has continued a campaign on Twitter against investigations into possible links between his campaign and Russia. Mr. Trump said he's being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told him to fire the FBI director. Then he added in his tweet the words, "witch hunt." This follows a report Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is under investigation for financial dealings possibly with Russia. This is VOA News. U.S. Navy is saying that seven American sailors are missing this hour after one of its destroyers collided with a merchant vessel, happened early today off the coast of Japan. USS Fitzgerald collided with a Philippine flag container ship. As we understand now, no one was reported injured. Such collisions between two ships are rare, and it was not immediately clear what caused these two vessels to collide. One of the physicians treating U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise, who was seriously wounded in an attack on Republican lawmakers at a baseball field near Washington, says his vital signs are good. Dr. Jack Sava is in charge of trauma treatment at the MedStar Washington Hospital Center.
The congressman's status remains critical. We are encouraged by improvement in his condition over the last 36 hours. We have controlled the internal bleeding, and his vital signs have stabilized. He will require additional operations to manage abdominal injuries and other bone injuries.
Many members of the House and Senate of both major political parties have spoken warmly about Scalise and his nature of being gregarious this week, and leading figures throughout the American political spectrum, from President Trump on down to local leaders, have taken note of the shooting as a cautionary tale not to let differences of opinion escalate to violence and bloodshed. China's ambassador to Australia has accused the media of creating a panic over Beijing's influence in Australia. In a speech, the Chinese ambassador labeled a story broadcast by Australia's ABC News as fabricated and politically motivated. Phil Mercer reporting now from Sydney.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation has alleged two Chinese businessmen who donated money to three of Australia's major political parties have links to the Chinese Communist Party. The ABC documentary aired earlier this month and claimed to uncover how China's Communist Party was secretly infiltrating Australia. The program said Australia's main intelligence agency had warned that espionage and foreign interference are occurring here on an unprecedented scale, with the potential to cause serious harm to this nation's sovereignty, its security, and our political system. Analysts believe that as the mining boom fades, Australia's future prosperity depends on Chinese demand for its education and tourism services, as well as manufacturing and agricultural products. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And as always, we're available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.